This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Well, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's interesting. You know, most of these, you know, big CEOs or pretty successful business people and innovators, you know, have kind of kept their cards close to the chest when it comes to politics. But Elon Musk has been a little bit more vocal and a little bit more vocal. And in fact, many of us feel that he wanted to take over Twitter because he did not like where government was going in terms of censorship, having a president censured, but not Putin censured on Twitter, having, the more lean of one political party to another, getting more access, less shadow banning. And so we think that he took over Twitter to make it more legit, make it more even, make it more fair. And people still found his behavior a little erratic. They found some of his methods to be unpopular, firing a good part of the staff, firing especially some of the CEOs that were making millions upon millions of dollars, one of whom was the one that was the legal censorship person in charge. But now it seems like Elon Musk, and it's interesting because with him, you know, owning Tesla and you know, the push for electric cars, you would think he would be a fan of the current administration, but he isn't. And he also doesn't seem to care if what he says isn't very popular, although I think the country is really, really split on where we are, maybe even more so now conservative than liberal. But apparently Elon Musk tweeted a recommendation on Monday, and he has recommended that voters pick Republican candidates for the U.S. Congress. Now, this is something that you usually don't see from individuals that are, I mean, pretty blatant, especially, say, Republican. You will see many stars and celebrities say vote Democrat. You don't get a lot of, you know, microphone time with Scott Baio or Clint Eastwood or, you know, I mean, there's rumors that, Adam Sandler might be a Republican and maybe Bruce Willis, maybe Sylvester Stallone, but mostly, you know, people keep that quiet. Sheldon Adelson, may he rest in peace, was pretty vocal, and in fact, he bought the Review Journal, so that there was less, yellow journalism and a berating of one political party over another. So, but Elon Musk is one of the very few to come out saying and recommending that people vote Republican. He is the new Twitter CEO. He has taken over as CEO. He tweeted the recommendation a day after he said that he wanted the social media platform to be an accurate source of information about the world. And so, which is another reason why this is a little bit of a shock, because if you do want to look like you are, you know, making this as even and unbiased, if you do air your political side, people can always accuse you. Now, I still think he could run Twitter as being equal and fair. I mean, it's any social media platform is difficult, but you know, it's not, you know, helping him from the Democrat side. So he said to independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst. And this is what he put to independent-minded voters: shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democrat. Now, the way he texted or tweeted this isn't necessarily saying I am only Republican. All I want is Republicans. We should just have Republicans take over everything. What he's trying to say is he loves the idea. He is for the idea of a bipartisan rule. So if the presidency is Democrat, a Republican Congress can curb the worst excesses. So he is for shared power. Of course, people are going to look at this as, well, he's probably Republican. If somebody says to vote Republican, then they're probably Republican. So, you know, it is interesting because I notice elections go back and forth. When you have all Republicans, then the midterm Democrats come in. Same thing with this time around. It was all Democrats, so now we're expecting a red wave. People don't like extremes. And I'm not saying I agree 1,000% with what Elon Musk is saying, but there is a point where rather than we have a representative democracy where they listen to all of us on lockdowns, on mandates, on crime, on immigration, on the economy, on oil production, on national security, it seems to me that when it's all one-sided, it's all one side. It really is about that base. And as I said, you know, Bill Clinton, and you know, after the 1994 red wave, he said, look, we hear you, and we're going to work together. And since, you know, we didn't really see that, you know, it's interesting. You know, Biden was saying that, you know, if you don't vote, you know, Democrat, you're autocratic, or you're going to hurt democracy. That's really hard for people who they're the ones that are kind of protecting the American flag. That, you know, they're trying to protect the Constitution. So you don't want to alienate one side or the other. I think Democrats have a lot to, you know, offer as much as Republicans. And I think both sides, I think there are so many things that we need to prioritize. But how we're prioritizing them and the extremes we're going to is scary. So when it's all right, many people are concerned that it's one extreme. When it's all left, people are concerned it's another extreme. And so, you know, sometimes you really do need the you know, bipartisan support. Now, some people say, well, you know what, nothing gets done. No, stuff does get done. Clinton was able to get stuff done. Obama was able to get stuff done. Trump was able to get stuff done. So you are able to get stuff done. You just cannot make these bills extreme. And as a politician, it can't be just all about the base. It has to be, what does America need? Look at how Marco Rubio and his Sunshine Protection Act with the daylight savings time, it was unanimous. That means a Democratic-controlled Congress could agree with Marco Rubio that daylight savings time changes are stupid. Twice a year. So we can get stuff done. It just has to be practical and common sense. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dolly, yes, sir. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys all weekend long were bragging that you were going to get an extra hour of sleep. Clocks were falling back, so everybody gets an hour, extra hour of sleep. And I told you guys, you know, when I was in training, twice I was on call when that happened, so I had to do an additional hour of work while you all slept. I am not a fan of any time changes. Yes, I like the fall back a little better, but I never seem to benefit from it. The spring forward or the fall back, I don't benefit from it. Because I have pets. So 5 a.m., I get woken up by the pets going, where's my eats? And they think it's 6 a.m. And I'm like, mommy's asleep, leave me alone. See, I don't. I use very short sentences when I talk to the animals. Mommy's asleep, leave me alone. No, they keep waking me up. Like, but where's my eats? Like, I'm not going to feed you super tushies. So I was basically up at 5, 6 a.m. while you all were getting to sleep. Because my animals were like, what the hell is this? So, you know, then it was daylight. So I'm like, well, I might as well work and start seeing patients. So I saw a lot of patients this weekend. I also went to a wedding, which was fantastic. But saw patients. And then I watched the Chiefs-Titans game, which was pretty good. It, you know what? I think I'm just going to watch fourth quarter football from here on out. Because so many of these, I mean, we've had such low-scoring games this season. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter, you see what happened with Tom Brady last night. Woo-hoo, Tom Brady back. I mean, actually at the afternoon game. But, you know, Chiefs are good. Chiefs win it and against the Titans. And it was good. But I was feeling tireder because I live in the West, so I get to see football games. Our football games start at 5:15 on a Sunday night, whereas back east it's 8:15. So 5:15, our games end at about 8:15, so that I could finish some stuff up. I could take the dog for a walk. I could whatever, clean up, do dishes, whatever, see a few patients, and then go to bed by 9, 10 o'clock. Well, I was ready for bed. So I go to bed going, well, maybe I'll fall asleep. I like standard time more than savings time. So I kind of like, okay, now I'm getting tired. It's dark. I could go to sleep. I could, you know, so I went to sleep, and I went to sleep a little earlier, although it wasn't a restful sleep. The animals were off. They were still bugging me, and I had some stupid, weird dreams about stuff. I'll tell you guys, one of my dreams is there's a little meme. There's a little video that I had posted on my Facebook where this cat climbs on a car and then tries to jump to a ledge and falls. Then the cat tries it again and goes, ah, and it still falls. For some reason, a cat was in my dream. And it was a weird dream where the cat got hurt and I had to help the cat. And that wasn't a good dream. And then I also had a dream that I was having my period in public again. That's a recurring dream I get where I have my period and it's in public. But what was really scary about the dream is I was post-hysterectomy. So I shouldn't be having a period. So we're trying to figure out where the blood was coming from. It was a horrible dream. So I had a horrible night's sleep. You all might have loved it. So for me, the time changes are stupid. Let's just get on one time change and move forward. But the fall back has been linked to health benefits like lower blood pressure, lower heart attacks, lower car accidents, lower workplace injuries, lower depression, lower fertility issues, as opposed to the spring forward is opposite and has been linked to higher accidents, workplace injuries, heart attacks, stress, depression, fertility issues. But we're forgetting about seasonal affective disorder. So even though most doctors prefer standard, like me, and the National Sleep Foundation prefers standard. A good friend of mine, Dr. Paul Kalikas, who's kind of working with me on hopefully ending the biannual time changes too, prefers standard. So we doctors as a consensus like standard, but we forget that there's seasonal affective disorder. Now, seasonal affective disorder is where the days are shorter, the nights are longer, you don't have a lot of sunlight, or it's very cloudy, or you live in an area where it rains all the time. Although, man, Vegas could use some rain, and I live in Southern Nevada. We could definitely use some rain. But your body prefers more daylight. It prefers vitamin D. It prefers sunlight. So we start to see more seasonal affective disorder. Now, is it because of the daylight time change that's triggering it more? Or is it we would have just had it anyway because the days are shorter? Well, in my neck of the woods, and I live in the West, it gets dark now at 4:30. So if our bodies are used to it being daylight till 6 at night, and you lose that daylight because it starts getting dark at 4, and you're leaving work at 5, for those of you guys lucky enough to have a 9-to-5 job, all right, where you're actually driving home, you're driving home in the dark. You're leaving work in the dark. And our bodies don't like it. So signs and symptoms of seasonal affective disorder is you're sad, you feel more down, you start sleeping more, you have issues concentrating, you lose interest in activities, you feel sluggish, you overeat or crave carbs because you're tired, you feel hopeless, or you feel guilty. These are some signs and symptoms being reported by USA Today. And we see it a lot in the Midwest and Northeast who have the least amount of sunlight in the winter months. The more southern states get a little bit more. So in a Sleep Foundation survey, 24.4% of those in low sunlight states had an SAD diagnosis compared with 15.2% in states with more sunlight. So what do we do? Well, you know, it's, if you know, we want you to get more sunlight and enjoy more sunlight. The big problem we have in the winter is it's cold, so we stay indoors. So I don't work outside. I work inside. I get into my car. I put on the heat. I put on the music. Put on my jacket. I try to avoid the outside. When I do walk the dog, it's usually at night and it's dark. So one thing you could do is try to, you know, get more sunlight. Make sure your vitamin D levels are good. Make sure you're getting good rest. Maybe, you know, switch your shift. Maybe start earlier. I don't know how good it is to wake up at 7, 8 a.m. You know, I've noticed that, I mean, you know, when you work on a farm, it's cock-a-doodle-doo, and the rooster gets you up at like 5 a.m., 4:35 in the morning. We think that we are waking up super early if we wake up before 7. If it's daylight, maybe that's when we should wake up. And, you know, maybe rather than, you know, all this time and shifting the clock and messing with your pets and shifting the clock twice a year, maybe, you know, change your work schedule a little bit. Now, I understand if you're used to waking up at 6, all of a sudden you have to wake up at 5, you'd be like, what? But if you have seasonal affective disorder, maybe that's what you need to do. Time change or no time change, you know, you might need to, you know, wake up at the same time you used to do. So it's not that you're waking up earlier in your body, you're just waking up earlier because the clocks keep changing. So, you know, I like waking up in the morning and it's daylight. I don't like waking up in the morning and it's dark. When it's dark, and that's kind of what was happening before the time change, I'm like, what the hell am I doing up? It's nighttime. But when the sun starts to pour in, that helps wake you up. That's when your circadian rhythm kind of, you know, works pretty well and works the best. So you need to flow with nature. And so if that means you get up earlier, even if you don't necessarily work earlier, maybe do your workout earlier. Maybe walk your dog earlier. Maybe just, you know, go out for, you know, but I think what we do is we're like, well, it says 7:30, so I'm going to stick with 7:30. No, I mean, read your body, especially if you're getting depressed. Make sure you avoid caffeine. Make sure you keep moving. Socialize. If you are a little depressed, it is important to, you know, socialize and make sure you do talk to others. A lot of times we isolate, or our friends are Facebook friends. So we have, you know, all these, you know, John. I have a good friend, John, on Facebook. I don't know who he is. I've never met John. But there's John there. Make sure you know, have in-person friends. Go to church. Go to temple. Go to your mosque. Go, you know, go play bingo. Go do things that do involve you being with other people, because it really does. People ask, why am I in such a good mood? Why was I in a good mood during the lockdown? Why was I? Because I got to still be around people. I was around my students. I was around patients. I was around, you know, friends. We, you know, you really need that person-to-person interaction. So where are we with now the time changes? Well, I think the house has heard that we're pretty ticked. The house was, I think, on vacation. I think they were on leave. But we have a petition, you know, that has over 208,000 signatures, you know, asking for Congress to pick one. The Senate passed a bill unanimously, authored by Senator Marco Rubio. The House is like, well, it's a little bit more involved. It is involved. But you have had decades. You have, since World War II, had time to figure this out. And you've gone back and forth. And I think the majority of Americans, I think 8 in 10 Americans, do not want time changes. So especially people with seasonal affective disorder, people think, well, the time change is worse because of it, or standard is worse. It's the fact that it changed and we're not utilizing daylight. You need to make use of daylight, even if it means you waking up earlier. But, you know, if that's the way the sun rises and sets, you know, don't just stick to your clock as this is the way it is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is rejecting an offer for President Biden to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the upcoming G20 summit. The report in the Financial Times says Indonesian officials offered to set up the meeting. G20 leaders are set to meet in Bali, but Indonesia's president says he suspects Putin won't be there. Flu cases are on the rise across the nation.
Flu cases are surging early, reaching their highest hospitalization level in more than a decade. The CDC says there are high levels of flu in the Southeast, especially in Alabama, South Carolina, and Tennessee. There's also significant spread in New Jersey, Connecticut, and 11 other states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Houston Astros are celebrating their World Series victory with a parade in Houston on Monday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I like to cook, I don't like to clean. I mean, I'll clean if I have to. I like having a clean kitchen. But I can't stand cooking on a pot or skillet that then gets sticky and has, you know, sediment or burn or whatever. I mean, remember, when I cook, I burn. Okay, I don't mean to. I don't know. I'm too busy talking, or I run to check on the game and check on the score. And, you know, by the way, congrats, Astros, for winning the World Series. So, you know, sometimes things might sit and stew a little too long. But then when I cook the food and I serve it, I'm a little tired. So I, you know, dish it out. I sit and eat. And I'm like, all right, I'll put leftovers away later and I'll clean it up later. Well, then by then it hardens. So if I use a nonstick cooking pan or skillet or dish, It's nicer. It comes off. It's like Teflon. And it is Teflon. My problem with that is I'm anytime you heat something, you can release chemicals. Just like your vape pen. You know, we've been kind of worried about when you guys are vaping, what you're breathing in once it's heated. Chemicals change. Chemicals leak. And so I've been a little nervous about cooking with Teflon and what could actually be getting into my family's body. Even though my family's like, Mom, we should really be more worried about your cooking. Like, yeah, I think the least of our worries is the pan. It's, you know, what you're feeding us, because, man, you can't cook. Actually, there's a couple dishes I can do really, really well. And I can even cook fish pretty well. My son's like, Mom, this is good. I'm like, really? He loves his mom. He's cooking. The other one's like, I'm going to go to Cane's and pick up some chicken. But we're being told, again, this isn't the first time, this is again, that non-stick pans could release millions of microplastic particles. And it's a health concern. Researchers in Australia said even a small crack in a Teflon-coated pan could release over 9,000 plastic particles. These non-stick pots could therefore be a health risk. Australian researchers said that just one surface crack or nick could release 9,100 plastic particles. At a micro scale, Raman imaging and algorithmic modeling have identified that broken coating may lead to the release of 2.3 million microplastics and nanoplastics. Now, microplastics are pieces of plastic that are micro and measure less than 5 millimeters, and nanoplastics measure less than 1 micrometer. So micro is less than 5, nano is less than 1. So according to the study authors, they say the non-stick coating material Teflon is generally a family member of the PFAS, the polyfluorocarbamines. I need to double check. I'm sorry. And this is according to the University of Newcastle researcher Dr. Chen Feng, one of the study's authors. And he said this in a release in Finders University. And they say these PFASs are a big concern. These Teflon microparticles in our food might be a health concern, which needs investigating, because we don't know how much of these about these emerging contaminants. And, you know, we've talked about the PFASs and how it might be affecting our endocrine system, how it could be affecting our fertility, our metabolism. And so, you know, these, we take a lot of this for granted. And I think some of them are perfluoroclinoic. There's also perfluorooctal sulfonate, other perfluorinated chemicals. So any polyfluoroalkyl substance, the PFAS, can be something that sadly has led to health issues. So the EPA says they're widely used. They're long-lasting chemicals, components of which break down very slowly over time. They could also accumulate in our bodies. They say because of their widespread use and persistence in the environment, many of these PFASs are found in the blood of people and animals all over the world and are present at low levels in a variety of food products and in the environment. You can find these suckers in water, air, fish, and soil at locations across the nation and the globe. Scientific studies have shown that exposure to some PFASs in the environment may be linked to harmful effects in humans and animals. And there are thousands of these chemicals, and they are found in so many different consumer, commercial, industrial products. It makes it challenging to study and assess the potential health, human, and environmental risks. So the EPA is trying to figure out how to better detect it, how to better measure it in our air, water, soil, fish, how we're exposed, how harmful it is to people in the environment, how to remove it from our drinking water. And then if we do remove it from, how do we dispose of it? Where do we throw it out? How do we dispose of it? So I'm not getting rid of my cooking pans, all right, because I don't know how comfortable I am with my other cooking pans that get scraped up. And because here's my thinking too. All right. Even though I haven't been a fan of Teflon, that, you know, in terms of health, the non pans that don't have Teflon, you're scraping to clean them. And when you're scraping to clean them, there's also metal and components. I think I had read somewhere that copper might be the best. Copper might be the least harmful. But then again, I mean, does the copper leak? And can you later get copper accumulation? We have Wilson's disease and other diseases of excessive copper. So I want you all to eat out less, cook fresh food, eat in, put less preservatives in your food. But it's not going to help if we're hearing that our cooking pans and stuff have chemicals. According to Fox 5, Fang and his team tested 6 different non-stick pots and pans that were new and used, mimicking a cooking or cleaning process. Okay, well, if you're going to mimic mine, I mean, don't mimic Julia Child. I mean, me, I think I cook like a lot of people. It's scraping and what the hell and flipping it outside the pan, going, oh, crap, using my fingers to stick it back in the pot. And they said no food or cooking oils were used. The station said a steel spatula, a barbecue clamp, a stainless steel wood scrubber, and a wooden spatula were used on the tested cookware. You got to be careful with some of those rubber ones. I've caught some rubber ones melt, even though they said they were supposed to withstand high temperatures. So be very careful of your rubber-coated spatulas. And also, rubber has chemicals, so you got to be careful of all of this. Dr. Fang told Fox 5, and I think this is New York Fox 5, that even if there was no damage to the cookware, the coating could still release particles over time. Flinders University researcher Professor Yu Hong Tang said the study warns people to be careful about selecting and using utensils to avoid food contamination, but that more research is recommended. And Teflon is a synthetic plastic, according to Fox News, chemically composed of carbon and fluorine atoms. It has a low level of friction and notable chemical, thermal, and electrical stability. But it is a member of the PFAS, which are known as forever chemicals because they take hundreds or even thousands of years to break down in the environment and can persist in the body. So these per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are things we need to limit. Now, this is what I suggest. I think how we have to handle this, because, I mean, oh my gosh, we're just inundated with it all, is limit what you can. The last thing I want is people saying, oh my gosh, I can't cook with a pot, so I need to eat out from now. What do you think they're cooking with when you eat out? So, no, eating out is not the answer. What you need to do is realize, and maybe look it up, you know, go to the EPA, they're polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS. And maybe look at a lot of the products you're putting on, your makeup, your sunscreen, your hair thickener, your soaps, your plastic containers that you're using to store food, your microwave dishes. Excuse me, take a look at everything you're using, the plastic water bottles you drink water from. Stainless steel, I think, is a little safer. And maybe see what you could flip over to stainless steel or copper just to kind of shave off some of the exposure. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Melissa asked, can I break down what's going to happen tomorrow and where we are in terms of House, Senate, governor seats? So, you know, I'm a doctor, and I follow politics well. Obviously, this is the biggest headline. We don't really have a lot of headlines on prostates and cholesterol. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the election. Who wouldn't? But I have to tell you, most of my data I get from, you know, certain media sources, Real Clear Politics does have a nice breakdown. So for those of you guys that want a little bit more detail of what's going on, on, I would say go ahead and I would say maybe check out Real Clear Politics. They have some very interesting predictions. Again, I noticed predictions seem to do better than poll numbers. These poll numbers saying, oh, yeah, they're neck and neck, or this one's in the lead. I mean, you know, they made it sound like Clinton was going to be a landslide, compared to Trump. Or they made it sound like Biden was going to be a landslide compared to Trump. And so when you do have these polls saying it's neck and neck, to me that means it looks very predominantly red. And they don't want to say that. They don't want to say, okay, it looks like the Republicans are really leading. But Real Clear Politics has kind of a nice breakdown. I mean, they even color the county, and they even break down the county. So rather than these predictions going, well, you know, Nevada was ticked off because of the lockdown, so the governor Sisolak is going to go. They really do break it down county by county. So if you look at the House, currently the Republicans have 212 seats, Democrats have 221, and there's two vacancies. So they predict that the Republicans are going to get 227, the Democrats will be at about 174, 34 seats are a toss-up. And so a Republican wave in the House is definitely probably going to be one of the more predictable changes. I think with a lot of the changes with schooling, especially with Texas, I think we're going to see a lot of get our border back in control. Get our immigration process more streamlined. And then of course with crime, the Democrats sadly own the defund the police narrative. And even though many Democrats tried to say, no, we support our officers support us, what they thought was popular with defund the police, now if somebody's a Democrat who never said defund the police, they're guilty by association. Same thing with Republicans. You know, if somebody's a Republican, people think that they are for criminalizing somebody who has an abortion. No, most state constitutions and most state ballots protect abortion, and the Republican wins isn't going to do much with it. There might be some changes on who has to pay for it. If constituents don't want to pay for other people's abortions, that might change. But in terms of legally having them, most states will still allow, but there is going to be probably discussion or some new legislation on things put on the ballot in terms of third trimester abortions versus second trimester abortions versus first trimester abortions. So the House looks like that the Republicans are going to have a very, very large wave. With the Senate, it's a little interesting. So with the Senate, currently, there are, I think, 48 Republicans. Wasn't it like a 49-49, was it like a 49-49 or a 50-50? And then there was one tie, then Kamala Harris had to break the tie. But we had two independents that would lean Democrat. So that's why the Senate was more Democrat. They are projecting that Republicans will have a net change of 3. They will gain 3 seats and have 53. The Democrats will be at 47. And that is enough to then control the Senate. With the governor, it's a really good website. With the governor projection, they are expecting that there are going to be 3 more Republican governors, where there's going to be 31 Republican governors and 19 Democrat governors. So the Republicans might take on even more, already having their lead. I'm in Nevada, so we have Governor Sisolak up against Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo with his backing with the police, and I see the commercials. Where Lombardo wants to restrict abortion, I've never heard Lombardo say that. I've never heard him say he wants to criminalize. He's got enough to deal with the regular issues with crime. I don't. So these commercials, I know Lombardo. I do not think the commercials are accurate in terms of, you know, what he wants to do with abortion. And the funny thing is, you know, people keep asking me, is abortion really that big an issue? I know a lot of young individuals are, you know, concerned that the Roe v. Wade is going to limit abortion nationwide, even though the Roe v. Wade overturned was the feds said we're out. The feds cannot ban abortion. They cannot recommend it or honor it. They have to stay out. It's up to the states. And so I think those who understand what the Roe v. Wade overturn means is not as nervous, because if they're already in a state where you could second or third trimester abortion, not much is going to change. If they're in a state where it's already in the Constitution, like Nevada, it's not going to change. So I don't think a lot of people really do feel that it would be complete. I think a lot of people were shocked that Roe v. Wade could be overturned, but it wasn't that it was overturned, that abortion was banned. They said this isn't a government issue. Now, certain states, you know, might have moved forward to, look, you know, at 6 weeks, there's a heartbeat. You know, this is ending a life. We won't allow over 6 weeks. And maybe some of the states are going to be more strict with their rules. But in terms of across the country, there is no ban on abortion. Trust me, the Republicans know it's not very popular. But I don't know if it's as big an issue as the economy, as inflation, as spending, as college debt, and who pays for college students, student loans, and immigration, and people coming in. You see people coming, you know, across the border, and them saying, you know, yay, we love Joe Biden. I mean somebody does. And Joe Biden needs all the people he could get who loves him. It's just there's been a derelict of duty, and we've had our officers, our Border Patrol attacked. We've had our American citizens attacked by those who have been some who have been illegal. We've had our supplies outstretched and triaged, where, you know, we're trying to figure out where the baby formula is going, and, you know, and medicine and medical care. So, you know, I'm hearing that in a lot of border towns, most citizens of those cities have to go elsewhere because they're already overwhelmed with migrants. Well, you know, I want to provide medical care to everybody, but eventually American citizens are going to be like, okay, but my taxes are going to the medical center. When do I get to go to the medical center? You know, and so it does eventually, you know, weigh on people. So even though abortion might be very, very important for, you know, some individuals, I don't think the average American is using that to vote. In fact, I know a lot of pro-choice individuals who, you know, want the government to stay out, but they also don't want taxpaying dollars going to it. You know, this is a personal decision between a person and their doctor. If they want to get an abortion, that's between them and their doctor. The neighbor shouldn't be involved. The governor shouldn't be involved. The federal government shouldn't be involved. But then, if they're not involved, that also has to do with, okay, well, then who's paying for it? So it'll be interesting. But it is being projected that there is going to be red winds throughout. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.